fortunate people from the time they wake up each morning until they fall asleep at night. Time and again, I have heard stories of dreams that are intimately connected to the ability to play great golf. In fact, this is the first mental principle a golfer must learn. A person with great dreams can achieve great things. A person with small dreams, or a person without the confidence to pursue his or her dreams, has consigned himself or herself to a life of frustration and mediocrity. Pat Bradley had some of the most exciting dreams I have ever heard. When I first met her in the early 1980s, she had won a number of tournaments, but she wasn't convinced she knew how to win. She sat on my couch and said, "I'm past 30. I want to win more. I want to win majors. I want to be Player of the Year at least once, and I want to be in the LPGA Hall of Fame." In all of sports, the LPGA is the hardest Hall of Fame to enter. A golfer has to win 30 tournaments, at least one of them a major. Very few make it. I said to myself, wow, this woman has a great head. Just talking with her exhilarated me. We worked for 2 days on how she could learn to see herself as a winner, to think effectively, to play one shot at a time, to believe in her putting and herself. We talked periodically thereafter, and still do. The first year after our visit, she won 5 tournaments, 3 of them majors. I attended the one major she lost that year, the U.S. Women's Open in Dayton, Ohio. She lipped out putts on 2 of the last 3 holes and lost by a shot or two. Afterward, we talked. And I told her I was glad I hadn't been carrying $1 million with me, because I would have bet it all on her to win the Open. That was how impressive her attitude and confidence were that year. Pat continued to win, and in 1991, with her 4th victory that year, she qualified for the LPGA Hall of Fame. At the induction ceremony, Pat and I exchanged hugs. "Hey, before you leave, we have to talk," she said. "What do we need to talk about?" She looked at me and said, "Where do we go from here?" "Bob, we've got to find a new dream. What's next?" Pat Bradley's dreams propelled her. The world is full of people happy to tell you that your dreams are unrealistic, that you don't have the talent to realize them. I never do that. Whenever someone introduces me or identifies me as a shrink, I am tempted to correct him. I'm not a shrink. I am an enlarger. I want to support people's talent. I believe in human abilities. If someone came to me and said, "I'm 45 years old, my handicap is 25, and my dream is to make a living on the senior tour," I would say, "Fantastic. You're just the kind of person who excites the living daylights out of me. Just the fact that you're shooting 95 and you're talking about being able to shoot 70 every day means you have the kind of mind that has a chance. I live to work with people like you." I would not guarantee this fictitious duffer more than a chance. The next question would be whether he could keep that dream in front of him for 8 or 15 years. The right thinking can quickly and substantially lower the score of any golfer who has been thinking poorly. But there is no rapid, miraculous way to go from a 25 handicap to a scratch. Improvement takes patience, persistence, and practice. A golfer has to learn to enjoy the process of striving to improve. That process, not the end result, enriches life. I want the people I work with to wake up every morning excited, because every day is another opportunity to chase their dreams. Tom Kite is a great example of a person who dreamed huge dreams and kept dreaming them in the face of all kinds of supposed evidence that they were foolish. A few years ago, I spoke with a man who was an old friend and competitor of Tom's from boyhood days. "I went to high school with Tom and played golf with him," the man said. "Ben Crenshaw was right behind us. Ben won the state championship twice. I won it once. Tom never won it. I thought I was way better than him. He seemed to be always shooting 3 over par.